Los Angeles city and county officials say emergency responders continue to work to contain the blazes that encircle the city, and they have made some progress. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass.
LAFD battled all night on the Palisades fire, the Hearst fire, the Kenneth fire, and airdrop efforts, thank goodness, continue. LAFD also responded to and extinguished fires in Pacoima, Hollywood, Studio City, and more.
Bass says President Joe Biden has pledged full support for response efforts, including Federal Emergency Management Agency reimbursement of 100% of disaster response costs. The National Guard has been deployed to free up local law enforcement to monitor evacuation zones, some of which are under strict curfew. Los Angeles Sheriff Ricardo Lara.
We don't want anyone taking advantage of our residents that have already been victimized. The National Guard deployment. As many of you are aware, we asked for the National Guard. I'm very thankful to Governor Newsom and the State Office of Emergency Services that fulfilled that request. As of last night, we've had National Guardsmen assisting us. They arrived last night and deployed to the Eaton Fire area and were assisting with road closures and critical infrastructure protection.
City and county officials say they are taking a proactive approach to combat looting. All unauthorized people in evacuation zones will be arrested and charged with a misdemeanor. Officials say their intention is to protect the homes of people mandated to evacuate. Los Angeles County District Attorney Nathan Hochman.
Looting is a despicable crime. For the people who've already been arrested, please know this is not going to end well. You will be punished to the full extent of the law, and I'm sending this warning message out again. If you want to take and go ahead and take advantage of people who have tragically suffered enormous losses in this county, the District Attorney's Office, working with law enforcement, will make sure you are arrested, you are prosecuted, and you are maximally punished.
Officials are also warning residents may not use drones. Authorities are currently investigating after a drone flew into the wing of a Canadian firefighting aircraft, forcing it to ground as it carried water. Officials are also on the lookout for anyone intentionally starting fires. Thursday afternoon, a man was spotted by neighbors in Woodland Hills with what looked like to be a flame-creating device. He was arrested by LAPD, who later dropped charges. Resources are available to people affected by the fires. Airbnb has offered free lodging for people who need housing support. The Palisades fire has burned over 20,000 acres and is contained at 8%. The Eaton fire northeast of Los Angeles has burned almost 14,000 acres and is at 3% containment. The Kenneth fire near West Hills is at 35% containment. Forward Progress has stopped on that fire. The Hearst fire near Sylmar is 37% contained. Firefighters continue to battle several other smaller blazes outside the city. High winds are expected to possibly resume over the weekend. I'm Teresa Wersbianska, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.